We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dave Leventhal joining us live from the Center for Public Integrity in Washington. Dave, the president's tweets and the reaction to them adding to the toxic atmosphere in Washington regarding four freshman Democratic congresswomen.
Absolutely, and it's only going to get more toxic, Susan. The U.S. House of Representatives today is set to take up a resolution that will condemn the tweets that Donald Trump had tweeted out. So you can expect that there's going to be a pretty acrimonious discussion, what's really up in the air. And up for question right now is whether there are going to be Republican members of the House who are going to join the Democrats. And you can almost expect that all the Democrats will vote for this resolution. Whether Republicans are going to join their Democratic colleagues, there have been some Republicans, both on the U.S. Senate and U.S. House side, that have come out and themselves individually condemned Donald Trump's tweets. But it's not a majority at this point, and we'll see what happens later this evening.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, what exactly does happen? Haven't we heard all the back and forth that's going to go on? And, I mean, what does a resolution really do?
Well, in practice, it doesn't do much of anything except give basically a statement from the U.S. House. So in practice, there's nothing that's going to happen to the president. There's no sanction that's going to be put on him, no penalty that he's going to have to pay in a monetary sense, only perhaps a little bit in a political sense. So that's what we can expect from that. But no, you know, this is not going to be a tamping down of everything. We haven't heard everything yet. We're going to hear a whole lot more of this, Brian. You can expect over the next 24 hours and probably for the rest of the week, too, all told.
The president, though, not backing down in any way, right?
No, he hasn't. In fact, he's doubled down and basically said that you know, he doesn't feel that the tweets are at all racist. And in fact, that it's some of the Democrats, including the four congresswomen who he's been targeting, who are the ones who have themselves been racist for comments that they've made, for example, about Israel. So this is something that is going to be, again, because Donald Trump will tweet what Donald Trump tweets, something that's going to be very, very, very pitched and acrimonious going forward. You're not going to see an end of this soon.
You know, I'm wondering, you pay a lot of attention to campaign finance and things going on financially with some of these big elections and races. A lot of the Democratic candidates just reporting their finances. Does some of this back and forth have a negative impact on campaign donations, no matter who is doing the tweeting or the talking? Because I can picture some people just saying, oh, I've had just enough of this. I'm not giving to anybody's campaign.
And that's possible. You're definitely going to have some people who are so fed up that they're not going to support any candidate involved, or they're not going to support Donald Trump. They're not going to support a Democrat. But, Brian, the reverse can very much hold true and hold true to even greater strength, where people get very energized by what a candidate they personally like has to say or has to tweet, and as a result becomes motivated to give a $5, $10, $100, $1,000 donation when the president emails and says, hey, I need your support. This is my time of need. Or, for that matter, a Democrat emails and says, the president is terrible and you need to support me. So this is something that there's always a political angle. There's always a political play. There's always a financial play to be made, and you can better believe that all the candidates, we get all these emails and read them, are making exactly that pitch to their supporters right now.
You know, speaking of campaign donations, I want to ask you about NY27. Congressman Chris Collins, his filings show that he has loaned his campaign $500,000. He brought in $9,300 during April, May, and June. Can you read between the lines, Dave? What does this say to you about this campaign?
Well, Susan, I don't think you have to read between the lines. Chris Collins is in a world of hurt financially, and there are very few people who are willing to come out and support him. On his Twitter account, he likes to tweet all the meetings that he's having with various constituents from New York 27, from the Buffalo area, and almost a sort of indication that, hey, there are still people who come and visit me. But when it comes to dollars and cents, there are indeed very few people who are willing to put their money on the line to get behind Chris Collins. So you can expect that he's going to have a very, very, very contentious primary season. if he even gets that far, given the fact that he's got legal storm clouds very much on the horizon, getting closer and closer every day, and facing a trial that's going to happen several months down the road.
If he even gets that far, that's the big question. He's been uncommitted to running in even a primary election. Do you think these filings, the numbers we're seeing as far as campaign donations, could be the thing that sways his mind?
Well, you know, Brian, I mean, people oftentimes, and we hear this all the time, you know, money, it's not that big a deal. Donald Trump had less money than Hillary Clinton. Well, okay, you know, that may all be true, but campaign finance suddenly becomes very, very important to a candidate when you have no money at all, or your fortunes are dwindling to the point where you can't pay staff or you can't put ads up on television. So even if you're a sitting member of Congress, you basically need to be able to make budget. And if you can't do that, then you're going to, again, be in a world of hurt. So, you know, things are not looking very good for Chris Collins at this point.
Is it unusual, Dave, to loan your campaign money to, you know, the degree of $500,000?
It's not unheard of, and there are definitely candidates who self-finance. Chris Collins has the means to do it, so if he wants to self-finance his own campaign, even though other people aren't willing to donate it to it, that's his prerogative. He can absolutely do that, and if he's going to make his bills get paid because of money that he's willing to put out himself, that's up to him. But also, too, a financial donation, in addition to the monetary value, there's also skin in the game that people put in, and they're much more willing, if you make that donation, even if it's just a few bucks, to go and volunteer for the candidate, to go and support the candidate, to evangelize the candidate, and we're not seeing a whole lot of that on Chris Collins' end right now.
Hey, wondering across the board of all the Democrats who filed their finances, if there's anything that maybe jumps off the page to you, strikes you as surprising or unusual that you've seen?
Yeah, there's several mid-level candidates or even maybe lower than mid-level candidates who spent more money than they raised during the second quarter of this year, April, May, and June. So all these new reports focus on those 3 months, and you had candidates such as Senator Cory Booker and Senator Amy Klobuchar, among others, who are basically have a really high burn rate here. So again, like when you're keeping your home budget, if you're not bringing in as much as you are spending, you're going to find yourself in a pretty bad position. And some of these candidates, in fact, many of these candidates are finding themselves in exactly that position. Now, candidates like Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, they are not in that boat. So there's a real separation, financially speaking, from sort of the top of the poll candidates and the middle of the pack candidates. Beto O'Rourke is another one, that middle of the pack with a high burn rate.
Dave, we appreciate it. As always, that's Dave Leventhal with the Center for Public Integrity in Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.